met the Yid yesterday in Geman. I know him already for a couple of years. Mama Sharachmonas, Choshev in Geman, sits and learns. He is sick. His Rebbetzin is sick. His kids are sick. All the machlis, mamish. Every name of machlik and mother is around, they have. Mamish, masechtas al masechtas from Nisuri. I know him for a bit while already. And he met me yesterday, I was walking somewhere. He asked me if I have 5 minutes for him. He asked me a year ago, so much yisurim, so much suffering he passes. Like what? What is his avoda? I remember what I answered him even. And he said, okay, he's working on himself, but like so much. It's, you know, he gives like a little hope, and again a whole wave comes. And again a whole wave comes. And again a whole wave. He needs a little bit chizuk. That's what he asked. I want a little bit chizuk. Mama, I'm coming up. So I thought, I don't know what to say, you know, such a balisurim, and I wanted to give me a bracha. But I told him that, you know, we're reading the parshas of Yankev Avinu. We think Yankev Avinu, you know, the third of the Merkava, the regal shlishis from the Merkava, Oves HaKadoshim. Yaakov has to run away from his brother. What's not running away? His brother wants to kill him. It's not. It's a pachad mavos. And he's hiding 14 years bebeis shem, and he's learning, and it's hiding. It's, someone could come and kill him. And then he goes to Lavan. And he's poor. He had nothing. He doesn't owe nothing to his name. And he comes to Lavan. First he works for nothing. Then he says he has to work for 7 years. Means no, nothing, just to work. And he will get a wife. Again, stays poor with garnish. Then he decides, but he's cheated. He gets the wrong one. He works another 7 years for nothing. Means 14 years, then the first 2 years till he started, and then another 14 years. So it's almost 30 years of his life with nothing. And Lavan is a Rosh Merusha. I think everyone says that God is Arami Oyved Ovi. Say Apshat Azei, say Apshat Azei. We started a Seder, Lavan wants to kill us. He was living in a place that he knew if he's telling he's leaving, he will be taking his wife and his money, everything away. And the only way to stop Lavan is Hashem comes to Lavan by night and tells him, don't touch Yankov. And Lavan tells him, I could kill you. And even with the ganze gvura that we see later that they kill Shechem, why is this Lavan is from the royal family, and Lavan also could kill. And Lavan, Yaakov says, if I will tell you I'm leaving, you will take away my wife and my kids. This is the place he was living. And he knows when he runs away from there, it's the trap. Esav is waiting on the other side. This is his life. And Chazal says, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk is Meramez. A day after passes the whole skir from Lavan, from Esav, Shechem, his daughter is taken away, and there's a big war, as Chazal tells, everyone wanted to kill him, so the pasuk is Meramez, Vayichisas Hashem al Anoshi. Again, Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away his son, that he's very attached, doesn't make a difference that he has all the money in the Shvatim, Yaakov's sisters in the Ovel, by Yakumu Banov Lenachmoy, and no one can give him Nechama, B'Yogan Sha'ila. He's missing a son. It's not real because he really doesn't. But he suffered, mentally he's suffering, and he's sad. And Be'etzem, when his life, another 22 years, if suffer, and in the end, like a little bit Gishmak. This is Yaakov Avinu. It sounds to us that was Lebedik Dalt, love it. Chazal say that Ruach HaKadosh was not shaving on him all the years Yosef was not there. He was in such atzvus, so depressed, like we call Chas V'Shalom, but the Madan Shavek, they call it depressed, no shaykhis. Mamish, he was mamish sad. Mamish sad. So this is the chizik I was trying to give Yenem. It's not what I want to speak about. But I want to explain to you. I heard about a Yid came to the Chofetz Chaim and he asked the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. There's a lady that is sick. He wants a bracha. So the Chofetz Chaim turned over to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you were so nice to me. You gave me Siyata Dishmaya to write a Mishneh Berurah. He was so nice to me. He gave me Siyata Dishmaya to write Chofetz Chaim. Shmira Saloshin. He was so nice to me. He gave me Siyata Dishmaya to write the Likuta Alochis and Zvachim. He was so nice to me. Maybe you could be nice to me one more time and this lady to give her Refuah Shleima. If we would be the Chofetz Chaim, what we would say? Ribbono Shel Olam. I written Mishneh Berurah. I written Chofetz Chaim. I written Likud HaLochis. Ich bin ein kleiner Sach. Refuah Shleima, Yanko Ben Chatzko. Right? This is us. Yankov Avinu, we passed so much bad, so much terrible life. So what Yenem answered me, aber he came in the house of Yitzchak. You know, Yenem had sein Pekal Eichel im Stug. I told him, the house of Yitzchok is garnished. Esav also could come out of that house. Hashem put two people there. Could come Esav, or could come Yankov. So he was born by Yitzchok. Esav also had his other yichus, with the Zayid Avraham Eichet. Garnish gehof. So I said, so I said, Tate, I could pass. Yeah? Yaakov, suffering so much. You know Yaakov, love and garti, the tarag mitzvah, shamarti. Yaakov is made on himself, ich bin a tzaddik. Eidus von Yaakov, did an emes liyankov, Yaakov doesn't lie, did an emes liyankov. Love and garti, the tarag mitzvah, shamarti. And when Esav comes, instead of saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, love and garti, the tarag shamarti, please save me from Esav. Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. Hashem, you were so nice to me. You're saving me so much. Hashem, I don't know if I have schusim. I know you promised me. I know everything, but I ate up everything. You know, I'm a person that people are trying to kill him. And Baruch Hashem, I'm keeping mitzvahs. And Hashem is saving me that I'm not dead. Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. This is our chinuch. And this is the side of that Hatzlacha. Chazal tell us a person has to Alamo learn from Yankov Avinu. This is Tchilas HaUmo from Klal Yisrael is Yankov. A person doesn't Meisim Leiv. When he has Nisyoinas, and he manages, he feels he deserves. And while he feels that he deserves, he learns for a couple hours, he lets himself to take a walk. He's full, had a good week, he's allowed to go away for Shabbos. He's full. He learns for a couple hours, he's full. He suffers, and he behaves. Chatzadik. This is the reason a person doesn't manage to pick up to come to the next madrig. Yankev Avinu, a terrible messianess. What he was feeling? Kotonti mikol ha-chasolim mikol ha-emes. What the Chofetz Chaim felt? Hashem, Yishar Keach, forgive me, Keach, Belen Mishne Brure. Hashem, you help me in Seida. Hashem, you help me in another Seida. Hashem, you help me with another Chavrusa. I want to explain a little bit deeper. A person has to know, I hope it's not too deep. A person has to know, Hashem Be'etzem doesn't need people in the world. Be'etzem. Hashem created people, that we have feelings, that we have argoshes. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need us. There's no need for Hashem and the people in the world. And if Hashem will make us that we don't exist anymore, we will not be even existing to be upset that we're not feeling. It's not there anymore. But Hashem could just shut the plug, take out the plug and say, well, we know, we're not there to feel upset that we're not around, yeah? We'll just not exist. And Hashem made us to exist to feel. I mean, we will not feel bad. There's no reason to be upset even if it happens. Nothing bad can happen. You're just, from tomorrow, you're not known, you're suffering. You just not exist, so. There's a lot of people that don't exist, so do you feel bad for them? There's billions of people, trillions of people that don't exist. They said they don't. But what we do? Hashem made such a bria that the more a person is mindful in it, the person gets chas to Hashem, he has to think about these things. The more a person is mimic in it, this is a pele, what is this bria bichla? But Hashem created a bria, and he gave us feelings, and he gave us a rotzen to live, a rotzen to have gishmak, a rotzen to move ahead. It's a mishunali. But this is the tachlis of bria. Why? He wants to be meitiv to us. You don't understand, they're not going into be masbul things. I myself don't understand exactly. But this chelik that I'm saying now, a person doesn't want to think about it, it's hard to think about it, and it's too deep to think about it. Especially not like in the middle of the winter, out of nowhere, yeah? It's time to get serious and to think about the metzias. But you have to know, this metzias is there. Hashem created the world for no yesh me'ayin. He made us to be a margish, he made us to be a feeling. This is what Hashem made. Samad mazach. Avikach ba'or chokhmasa. When a person understands in his right position where he stands, and Hashem tells him, learn Torah, become a Talmid Chacham, and he gives him Yisurim, lemarik avonos of shalodom, to give him schar, to make him a special person, to pick him up, to make him greater. Everything is chesed Hashem. Every time that he wins the Yetzer Hara is the same thank you. Chazal say, Kishim shemevorchim al ha-toivo, kach mevorchim al ha-ro. It doesn't mean kishim, the Gemara fragt, b'simcha zog the Gemara. Kishem! Thank you for giving and thank you for taking is the same thank you. It's the same thank you. Now I want to be madgish. I'm saying my own feelings a little bit. When a person thinks about it when it's bad, it's harder. It's a nisoyan, I'm asking. But when the nisoyan is there, sometimes, you know, you don't have a bravery. You have to face the nisoyan. Because you got a patch. The only way to get out of the patch is to think that it's good, yeah? And when a person gets a teva from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he also has to realize that. That kishem shemevorchim al ha-toivo, kach mevorchim al ha-ro. It's the same thing. The same, you're so excited, if Hashem does something nice to you. It's the same thing when he does something bad to you. Hashem helped you. You could do. Hashem helped you. A little bit more. No, I was like a little kid. Likes to build from Play-Doh. No one's Play-Doh. It's the right word? I don't know. He was Pastelina, so I don't know. But, so, you know, they make all different shapes. Some Amish could know how to build a house. Wie stark der Mumche ist, yeah? Or Playmobil. It's a verschiedene Sache, kids. Yeah? So, let me say, a kid who wants Playmobil. He wants to build a house from Playmobil. And he wants to have animals and trees. You could buy all different pieces, you know, more pieces and more pieces. That's it, guys. So, he has parents and he begs them for more and he begs them for more and he begs them for more. And they give him a lot. Yeah. Then so he has a whole house with games. He goes around Habesa, you know, I'm telling you, I'm such a mumcha, I have so much Playmobil. And he has to take it to his parents, and they bought him all the set of the Playmobil, yeah? He will tell his father, he said, look what I built for you. He was hoping his father will say thank you for the Playmobil. Meshugana, yeah? Why when you write the Mishnah Berurah, you don't think the same? That you will manage with the Hamolah Shel Torah to come to Mishnah Berurah. Who has to say thank you to who? Who has to say thank you to who? A father sees a kid that doesn't know how to write sometimes. Don't know if he had his problems. So they send him to like special lessons, private teachers they call it. So the kid, you know, goes to the private teacher, it's a gatenish. The father gets another mumche. And a psychologist, but a psychiatrist, all the mumchim, they get the kid manages to write. Comes to his father, I deserve a present. That's right, the father gives him, because you know how to give him an incentive. Who deserves a present that the kid writes? The father or the kid? The father who went out the way to help the kid. This is Avodas Hashem. A good kid will say, turn over to his father, thanks, you helped me to learn how to write. I really appreciate it. Person learns the whole Seder and he finishes it in the Chavs of Sugya. That's Ribbon Shalom Mishakeach. Ah, such a good boy, I deserve not to buy myself ice cream. In the good case, yeah? The bad case, I could go away to Kibbutz Lavi for Shabbos, yeah? I learned a Sugya. A person has to understand when a person comes to such a Akore. I'm not saying every day, every minute. Hashem wants us to learn. Hashem wants us to steig. He wants us to become special people. And He can help us. The Gemara says, Ma yase odom v'yechkan. Spoke about it in different... Yarbe b'yeshiva. Yarbe b'yeshiva. Yarbe means before 9 o'clock, before 3:15, before 8:30, after 10:30, this is Yarbe. Yeshiva gives the minimum, yeah? Zag di gemore, harbe osukin velo yolso bi yodom. Elo Yarbe bi Yeshiva vi yevakesh rachmim misha rachmim shaloi. Misha chochma shaloi. This is the way to grow. This is the way to grow. If a person will get used to Katonti mikol hachasodim u'mikol ha'emes, Katonti mikol hachasodim u'mikol ha'emes, Ribono shel Olam, Yishakeach for giving me siyata d'shmaya to do mitzvahs, Yishakeach for helping me, all of his tzurev, his nisyonos will change. The problem is the Yitzhahori gets the person in a very interesting matzev. In a very bizundere matzev. It's hard. And if it's a little bit he manages to learn, the person feels full. Yankim Avinu, he was Aymed and Yisayanim, Lovo and Garti. V'taryag mitzvah shomarti. I ate my schusim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you, Shomarticho ba'derech. And what he did, and he was Oymed and Nisoyen, 22 years. What Gora Machet? He knew that he was not Chayte. From love and Galati, the time he's a Shamalti. I ate my schusim. Hashem saved me. I managed to emet ben Yisrael. Every time when a person is emet ben Yisrael, it's a present. It's a present. I said, Alamol, that Moshul. That's why it was Nochamol. I've dealt with it. There was two people. A lot of times, but maybe the Mabchus just included, I would try. There was two people that passed the Holocaust. One was a number 556, Lama Sagan, and the other one was 557. And they called up to Elam Ayanis. And 556 gets 5 million palaces of gold. 557 comes up, he gets 750 million palaces of gold. So 556 goes up to the Shemayim to apply Dalton. I don't know where you complain Dalton, but it's a place, you know, you give. And he says, you know, I was told Alamol, Eilam HaEmes is Eilam HaEmes. He said, we're together in Auschwitz. We passed it, we're in the same bunk in Auschwitz. I slept up, he slept down. The other night was the other way around. We mamish the same. One day I did the wood, he did the metal. One day I made the ice, he made the fire. Mamish, 6 years Auschwitz together. The same. How it could be that 556, I'm only getting 500 million palaces, and he's getting 750. It's not fair. It's chayla ma'emes. He got back an answer. You remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, yeah. When the Nazis were killing the people. So they shoot at you. So they shoot at first 557 and the bullet hit his head, but he didn't die. So the Nazi came and he was stepping on him. Sinish gegangen, sinish gegangen. So the Nazi sent a big black dog to pull off pieces. Sinish gegangen. It took 2.5 hours till the mamish, they cut him to pieces, till the neshama left. And you were standing there and you said, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, I suffered 6 years in Auschwitz. I can't anymore. Let the bullet, when it hits me, to kill me right away. And after 6 years in Auschwitz, Hashem could not listen to your davening. Hashem was mekabel your tefillah, and when the bullet hit you, you died. For that 2.5 hours that Yenim suffered, pachadikev isurim, because he was a Yid, he got another 250 million palaces of gold. Says Ribbono shel Olam, I don't understand. 6 year Auschwitz. You know what is Auschwitz? You know what they did in Auschwitz? Terrible. They peeled their nails. They put strings in their ears, taken out. We don't even the stories. But we only know the like the story. Shreklich amaisis, what they did there. We put on tefillin and we davened. We did everything for 6 years. For another 2.5 hours of suffering, Hashem, why you accept my davening? Why you didn't let me? 2.5 hours, terrible. Aber Netzach, what is Netzach? Netzach Netzachim, another quarter. Another 250 million. Why you accept my davening? Finish it, stop, it's over. But it's too late. Who knows how much time a person will come to Eilam HaEmes and he will not say, oi, I wasted Surim. So what Hashem does, some days in Moshul, he feels a guy is a good bacher, he deserves to double his price. It makes him a bit tired. Hopefully he will get up. Yeah, when Hashem doubled the price, it's every time I slip. If that guy will be invited in the Surim, he will lose. And Yisurim is a trial. I'll have the end of the You have to especially have the heart to be able because the Etzem, a person will die from his yearnings the whole time. Avshach would say, Alamor, he's so jealous of the people in the gas rooms in Auschwitz when they said Aleinu, he would love to be there. Avshach Alamor would say, so jealous that he was not there. So jealous that he was not there. Mekabel Amach HaShemayim, when he closed the door of the gas and it started to go up, he saw that he was not there. So Hashem gives a prayer. But again, and he's saying it's Alamod, you could drop. Yeah, people that passed the Holocaust and went off the derech. And he's saying it's not just, you know, stay the same and just plug something in and the price goes up, yeah? So Hashem decides, oh, such a chosh kevachar. Let me make him tired. Let me hope he will break himself, he will come to yeshiva that he's tired. He stays in bed. Achmanas. then Hashem gives him another nisayim, another attractive, another zach. Hashem wants the b'chalokim to go up. Hashem wants a person to grow. Hashem wants. That person is mevata, is mevata. He falls. He doesn't understand why it's not going to be easy. And the Lomahem is a person of Bissar. Easy is such a low rate. A person wants to be Hecher. But not any time a person is Hecher. A person has to learn. This is Yankiv Avinu. Katonti mikol hachasodim u'mikol ha'emes. Ki b'makvi yovarti yisayad en vata yisir l'shtei machnas. The person will take on himself to understand. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he lives with such an atmosphere, he could pass all of the Nisyayimus. Now we look at Yankev Avinu from outside. Yankev Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak Levi. Yankev, he meets Paroi. Chazal, speak about it. Me'atu ro'im hoyu yimei chayei shnei chayei. This is what Yankev says. I had bad life. But from this a person grows. I want to tell you, the years of the Yeshiva Bachar are the years. A person sometimes thinks, yeah, if I will have Shtark and Isyanis, I will manage. The Shtark and Isyanis is night Seder straight. Noch night Seder. Why do you think the Nisayan has to be someone with a gun? Why do you think the Nisayan has to be killing Dam, Tim Rishoshan? Nisayin is Seder. Noch a Seder. And again, a person is a schusim to have a Nisayinus. It's a schus. Kol ha-godol mechaveichu yitzroi godol ha-emenu. It's not stam. It's not only because if he's godol mechaveichu, if you don't give him a shtarki yitzroi, what's the sign? He's bigger. Hashem, the rate starts to go quicker. The rate is higher. He could be higher than the Messiah. Give him a Yud Yitzhak. He will win him. The Havdil, Elif Alpha Avdol, you know, when you're little kids, they have these games, you know, you eat little pieces. Yeah? The more you go in the game, you get better points. Yeah? It goes harder. But then, like, it's all different special Zachadol, and if you chab them, it's goal stark. Yeah? As they gain us the game, the more. But the game gets harder, but then, in the beginning, you know, you can get 10, 12, I don't know exactly yet. But then the numbers is thousands. It's not the Zachal 11. Some people want to stay the whole time, to walk very slowly, to stay, you know, not to eat, just to walk back and forth in the place, with that smiley face, yeah? Just to stay the whole time, I'm not a mufka, yeah? In the same place. I say, Alamo, sometimes Hashem gives these games. Just that person, some, you know, especially the guys that play with the games, sometimes they could use these games at least a little bit to have a musig, as they gave us. You see a bachar, it's like mamash, like he's like just going back and forth. Chas v'shalom, he doesn't want to be eaten up, he doesn't want to eat. There's no problem. But when he dies, he has number one in his game, yeah? Like maybe like a little, you know, I'll give him like a little stand in Gan Eden, you know, he could sell ephes, yeah? This is it. Shaita. Shaita, what are you waiting for? Rabutna, the old said this week. Bachar complained that he has a terrible Yitzhahor, he's not managing. Tell him, oh, he's telling you're a special person. The people that are not special don't have a terrible Yitzhahor. Stam, lady kiss. If a person manages to get to a higher madrega, and dear, and every piece you could get so much, thank you, Hashem. Katonti mikol hachasodim u'mikol ha'emes v'yankev avinu. Katonti! You led me to get to that stage. I managed to eat little things. I got so much. Who knows what will be now? Who knows? I'll be not. Katamti mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes. If a person gets that ashkofe, he gets so much koiches to go weiter. So much koiches to go weiter. And hopefully, we'll have siyata dishmaya. One more thing. Be'ezus Hashem, I'll put up signs in the yeshiva on the Ar Olam that it's like we work together in Avodas Hashem. So take a katanti mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes. I want to be Moidia, and I really want, you know, I'm inviting kimat, you know, you're not allowed to invite, but mamish bizdolten, yeah, that I'm doing a bris be'ezus Hashem 9:15 in Beis Yisrael and Ezra Steire. I'll be more than happy to see everyone that is here.